When Freud, late in the 19th and early in the 20th century, worked on the human subconscious and tried to find a term to explain a particular complex which he had isolated, whereby young boys feel an urge to kill their fathers and to take their place, ideally in a marriage with their mother, a stage through which he says we move, and hopefully we move beyond that into a more mature adult phase psychologically. He used, as a label to give expression to that complex, the Oedipus complex, using a Greek myth to give it a name. Why? Because we go back to the Greeks. We somehow see them as being earlier than us, and somehow a bedrock that we can rely on, a culture that we're related to. There are two other ways in which I think we can look at the Greeks and think about their relationship to us. For example, we often point out that we live in a democracy. Now, democracy is a term coined from two Greek words, demos and krate, the rule of the people. Are we like the Greeks in the sense that we are democratic? Well, we'll explore that in a moment. Another area in which we show a kind of descent from the Greeks, in which they are our ancestors, is in the world of theatre. Again, theatre is originally a Greek word. If you go to a theatre in the round, looking down at a stage where there may be an orchestra beneath the stage, you are looking at an architectural form that the Greeks devised and which was then carried on by the Romans and later taken up by Western European civilization. So in both these respects, we seem to be intimately connected to the Greeks. To understand them would be to understand ourselves a little bit better. On the other hand, to look at that other pole, we're like them but we're also different from them, consider some of these aspects of the two things I've just talked about. Well, in relation to democracy, for example, our notion of democracy is that we elect representatives who serve on our behalf. The Greeks wouldn't have understood that as a democratic principle at all, because for them, democracy was participatory. You and I are the demos, and the power of the people means that we deliberate and we make the final decisions about what our state will do. Peace treaties, the treatment of ambassadors, decisions as to whether we stay or go, whether we abandon Athens in the face of the Persian onslaught. These are decisions that we, the people, make, not our elected representatives. So even though we call ourselves a democracy, our conception of democracy, of electoral districts, of representatives, of congressmen, these are all things that the Greeks would not have ever understood. In our democracy, we rely on political parties, the Democrats and the Republicans in this country. The notion of a political party is something that the Greeks would not have understood. Instead, individual men, and I'm afraid here we have to acknowledge that there is no role for women in Greek democracy, another slight difference between theirs and ours, that men have friends and associates, cliques, factions, if you will. That's the nearest that the Greeks get to political parties. So in that respect too, their democracy is really very different from our own. So we can compare our democracy to one in which every adult male citizen who had served his military service is able to stand up and to speak in front of the people. Well, what about theatre? It would seem as if, since the architecture of theatres is much the same now as it was then, that the idea of a performance and an audience really kind of changed a great deal. I mean, after all, you can still go to Epidaurus in Greece and see a performance of a Greek play. So surely we're still connected to the Greeks in that respect. Well, yes and no. Yes, we are, in the sense that we still perform their plays. We're still excited by the majesty of the poetry of people like Sophocles and Euripides and Aeschylus. But in another respect, ancient theatre and modern theatre are completely different. Consider these factors, for example. You can go to the theatre, if you live in New York, any night of the week. And if you decide to go to the theatre, you can choose any one of 50 plays on Broadway or off. In Athens, theatrical performances are limited to only a couple of days each year. And much more significantly, those days in the Athenian calendar when you can go to see a dramatic performance are religious festivals.